News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
Are we on? Edwin Lee Raymer here with you. Here with the Edwin Lee Raymer Show here at WGNS. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's had a good weekend. I know maybe some of your teams didn't win an NCAA tournament. Maybe some of them did. I'll tell you what, that kid for Purdue is 7'4". That's the biggest kid I've ever seen in my life. Did you see what they did with the lady, the little girl that interviews him? They got her a stepladder. Because she's probably, bless her heart, only like 5 foot, and she has to hold that microphone. And so the ladder company who provides the ladders to cut the nest in, which I think is great, great publicity, okay? It's great advertising. And they've got their name, of course, the big thing now is name recognition. Well, they got her a little bitty ladder that she can go stand on now and talk to those big guys. She's tiny. It's really funny. And he's like 7'4". And she stretched out as far as she can with the microphone. And bless his heart, I mean, he's a big kid. Amelia Pants up here. What are you doing, Amelia Pont? I'm sorry. She corrected me. Move into your mic just a little bit. She's going to be talking to you tonight. Tell us what you're doing here and why you're here.
Well, Ed, I am making a run for State House District 34. So all I'm right. Your Democratic candidate.
Good.
Yes.
Good friend and confidant and commandant in arms, Christian Gay is here. Christian, you're back with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ed, I think. My wife tells me I'm doing okay, so I think I'm doing all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, he cut all of his hair off. I didn't hardly know who the guy was.
The corporate world wants you that way, and I'm glad to oblige. I got a new job, man.
You did?
I did. Oh. I work for Morgan & Morgan, America's largest entry law firm.
All right, Jack's cut his mic off. Okay, we don't.
Amelia, hey, I'm proud of him.
I don't want you to hang around him anymore, well, Amelia. We don't need a bunch of lawyers down there.
Yeah, you may need some good ones. You keep talking.
Well, yeah. I have met one or two. That's what a man told me. Said, you should know after all the letters you've received. And I have. And I've received a bunch of letters from lawyers over the years. I was process server and, of course, still own Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. So I'm not a stranger to it at all. Mm-hmm. And, Christian and I were joking with her. Of course, we've got to rib our candidates just a little bit. You've had this animosity toward your family how long now? Is this the reason you're running for? I'll show you. Yeah. I'll run for public office, you know.
It took my husband a minute accept that I would be as busy as I'm about to be because I was a stay-at-home mom for 4 years.
Your family, I hope they're listening tonight. I guess they probably are, I would hope.
Yeah, maybe. He might be putting Ava to bed at this point.
Right, okay. You have one child?
One child. She'll be 5 in a month.
5 going on 30.
Yep. Oh, yes. She is little Miss Bossy at this point.
Okay.
Has a lovely personality. She's very strong-willed and confident.
Right. Okay.
She's so much fun to hang out with, and she starts kindergarten next year.
Strong-willed and confident.
Yes.
And I really don't like those traits in a woman.
I do. I like them in a political candidate, though.
I like them.
I tell you what.
I do, and I congratulate you. I'll say it now, and Christian's heard me say it. All this to Christian is I'm like a broken record, as you probably already know. But, you know, I've said if you want to make a difference in this country, you want to make a difference in your county, in your town, hey, put your name on a ballot. And this lady has done it. This is the first time for you?
It is. I was supporting Laura Bowling. She was running.
Laura's a good, fine lady. Yeah.
Yeah. She decided not to run. And instead of an empty ballot, I could not in good conscience let that happen.
Thank you.
I just decided it was time. I was going to step up and I was just going to give people an option. And I was going to amplify a lot of just organizations that are working really hard in our state to help disenfranchise people. And I just really wanted to show my daughter
right
you know, and show little girls in Rutherford County and show people with my background. Like, I'm not a politician. I'm not a lawyer. Right. I'm not a professional. Yeah. I have a degree. I've been a stay-at-home mom. But
that's a full-time job.
It is a full... Thank you for saying that, Ed.
It is a full-time job, believe me.
And I want regular working-class people to run for office. I want more women to run for office.
Well,
and
I think you're getting that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks to the Republicans.
Yes.
They finally did something good.
They activated me, I'll tell you.
They
woke me up.
A lot of ladies. And ladies, if you're not going to get out and vote this time, maybe you should go get a complete psychiatric exam because, you know. By the way, being a woman, do you still have the right to vote? If she does, Christian, we need to work on it first thing in the morning.
Last time I checked in the state legislature, they did. Now, that may be gone by the end of the week, by the way, they keep moving.
Well,
but
we'll look into that because we need to do something about that.
I
joke about, and I shouldn't. This bunch is something else. We were talking before we came in here, and now Amelia wants to talk about things. She, you know, but I had a copy of our newspaper, Daily News Journal, and this bill for the Sunshine Law. And Republicans want to just have meetings in private. Just lock the door. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do that. Mm-mm. That is not legal. All this stuff and things that the bulk of the American people want. Reasonable gun laws. Reasonable background checks. I do background checks. Reasonable. Just anything reasonable. 70-80% of people want this. Protection for women's rights, for your health care. I've said it 100,000 times. I know y'all are sick of hearing it. I'm going to keep saying it. There are times that any doctor worth their salt will tell you that at times an abortion is a necessary medical procedure.
Yes.
And it's you know, I hear this stuff and I've heard it for years. Well, now this side here, they're against abortion, but now these guys over here, they're for abortion. Look, no one is for abortion. I'm not for abortion. I never have been. But I'm not going to stand in your way if you have, but that decision between you, your husband, and your doctor.
Yes.
You know.
Oh,
and
my.
And I leave it at that. Okay, we're going to go on the air. Jackson's on the board. Amelia Ponce with us. Christian Gay's been good enough to come up here and hang around with us and interject some of his knowledge. And my name is Ed Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
Kick you off. This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. This show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight. You can reach me with your questions, comments, or thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also text us a number or your text to that number. And our producer, Brother Jackson here, will be glad to read it over the air for you, or he'll give it to one of us, and we'll be glad to read it and answer your question. Now, the ways you can find us, obviously, there's a number of different ways. The first way is how I got here 11 years ago, the good old-fashioned radio, 1450 AM WGNS. Or we also broadcast on two other FM frequencies, 100.5. For you folks in the Smyrna Laverne area, there's an extra tower that's been put up down there. Scott got that put in a couple years ago, and it really boosted the signal. I was down there the other night and listened. It's beautiful. And then the other FM frequency is 101.9. We basically cover just over the outer edge of Rutherford County. And you can find us on Facebook Live. The best way to find us is at News Radio WGNS. You can watch us right now on YouTube Live. And yes, you can see my mug on there right now. You can see Christian and Amelia. And okay, there you go. Yeah, wave it to camera. Don't do that. Don't wave it to camera, Amelia. You know, Remember if you used to do that with the home movies? Hi, you know. And you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. And I want you to take a listen, especially every Sunday night if you can, to Angela Bingham and Simplicity. She is doing a great job there, and that's a show you should talk to her, and you should get on there with her and, you know, try to get with her. And Angela, if you're listening, this lady's going to make a great guest for your show. I think you'd like having her.
I do admire her.
Yes,
I would love it.
She is something else, and her sisters have been in singing together for many, many years. And they had a thing on YouTube, I think once or twice I saw them. They're pretty, they're awfully good, mm-hmm. I'll just tell you that. I mean, no match for me and Christian, of course, in our duo. But
yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. We're coming for you.
Yeah, with a straight jacket and white coat.
Yeah, white coat.
Okay.
It's gonna be tough to beat it.
Oh, me. You want to make a difference? Let me ask you something. How do you feel about public funds in private schools? Public funds for private schools. I'll get it out in a minute. What do you think?
And our public schools are suffering as they are. Our teachers are overworked, mm-hmm. underpaid, and it takes a village to raise happy, healthy children, and their village is suffering. And I really, really want people to understand that the public school should be the best school. The closest school in your neighborhood should be the best school for you to send your child to. And whenever...
It's the reason we've had the massive growth we've had here in Rutherford County. Mm-hmm. People come here because of our schools.
Yes. And this is a wonderful city full of family-friendly opportunities. And it's a lovely city that I can't wait to raise my child in. Right. However, when our public schools are suffering because of funding, like the state wants to take the funds that are supposed to go to our public schools and take them to private schools where there's no accountability. Those private schools can set the rules on who can come to their school and how that child, and how much money is spent on that child. And the old infrastructure, our school buildings, need improvement, and we have to build new schools because of our explosive growth. Like, I just don't understand why this is even a conversation that we're having.
Well, you touched on it a second ago. You had mentioned about how the curriculum is being based and how they're funding infrastructure, but I think people have forgotten to be outraged about education because we're worrying about the Tennessee 3, which is something that we very well ought to worry about. It's a big issue.
Sure.
And how the Republican supermajority is behaving within our democracy. But they've changed drastically how they're funding schools. It's it's called TESA now. Mm-hmm. It's categorized by students, the makeup of the demographic of students. And money goes toward each child based upon whether or not they're in a small district or in a large district or how much money their family makes, or if they are of a certain race, or if they go to a private school.
Yeah.
So they've muddled. Mm-hmm. They've muddled the rules for how our schools will be funded in the first place.
Well, and another thing I noticed too, one thing that this entire, when this whole thing as it evolves, these children at private schools will not be even required to pass the same testing.
Mm-hmm.
If any testing at all,
mm-hmm.
there will be no accountability. In other words, now, Carrie Sharp, I believe is her name, at Channel 5, she did a comparison on this several months back on WTBF, Channel 5, affiliate, CBS affiliate here in Nashville, or there in Nashville, we're in Murfreesboro, and out in Arizona. And this thing is it's a disaster. People were taking away, people found Steinway pianos, campers, everything else,
mm-hmm.
all in the name of, quote, better education.
We've already seen it fail in Arizona.
Right.
It has already happened.
Right.
So why would we take that same framework and apply it? What makes Tennessee so different from Arizona? It's already failed.
Well, if you look at some news that came out, I think it was last week, Tennessee Education Commissioner Lizette Reynolds is in the hot seat because her office admitted that she'd signed forms certifying that she'd been a state employee for more than 6 months to get a tuition waiver. But that wasn't the case.
Right.
There's accountability for all these public schools, and they're under fire for what they're teaching or what kind of books they have. But the rules obviously do not apply to the people who are running the show.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That is hence one of the reasons we're here tonight. And I was so glad to talk with you and find about Amelia and what she's doing or and attempting to do. It's insane. You know, they talk about freedom. This bunch does. I'm talking about Republicans. Yes, I'm talking about you, Republicans, okay? Yeah. I'm the only voice you'll hear out of here talking about you. Because, you know, they talk about freedom and they want to ban books. They banned over here at the library, unless you're 18, I believe it is, To Kill a Mockingbird. It's, you know, and I looked at the wife one night, we were sitting down, and said, honey, were we raised, did our parents make a mistake raising us? I mean, I know many of you think they made a mistake raising me. That's understandable. But, I mean, come on, man.
Well, have you heard that?
Oh, God, here we go. I know it's got to be something.
School board member has been removing books out of the library without due process. That's
a new bit of news.
That's the Rutherford County Library Alliance is putting a spotlight on that right now and having...
Tiffany Fee is one of the leaders of that. And
she's actually
also
his opponent.
Right, and she is running for... school board member as well.
Yes.
And we will have her on. Tiffany, if you're listening, we will have you on at some point in the future. You know, this is crazy. Having, you know, I've seen them on YouTube, and I know social media is not, I don't get my news from social media, please. Don't get me wrong. But I don't get it all from one source either. Mm. Walter Cronkite said it best, said it should come from local newspapers, magazines, and different television stations, especially locally. And one thing that's hurting is local press. Because if you're reading about a story, at one time or another, it was a local story. Most of the time. A local reporter latched onto that, whatever it might be. And it could be the tiniest thing, but that's where all this mess starts, is behind closed doors. And that's what I'm talking about this sunshine law that really has always irked me. That we're going to just do what we want to do. Why? Because we got the votes to do it. Well, just because you got the votes don't make it right, you know. Mm-mm. And, you know, let's see what time we got here. Okay, Jackson's going to come in. We're going to go to our first series of breaks here in a minute. Mae, what do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? I mean, you're running for this. You've got, you know, you've got your own ideas.
Well, Ed, if I win, I'm so happy. It's a dream job, all right? Don't get me wrong. I definitely want to win, and I definitely want to represent my constituents in Nashville.
Right.
If I don't win, I really just want people activated and getting voter turnout up. I want all the voter turnout in my district up, like exponentially. I want them out, even if they're not voting for me. But I really just want to see more engagement, more conversation about local politics and local issues. And I don't know, just be that voice for people who feel powerless.
We're going to talk more about it in the balance of the hour. Man, Amelia Pant's with us. Christian Gay has stopped by. I'm glad to be with you. Jackson's on the board. I'm Ed Raymer for the Edwin and Raymer Show. We'll be back right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all. Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Thank you, Jackson. Thank you also to all of our sponsors, to Complete Yard Care, to Jay Mullins, Tim, you and your people over there, Michelle, all of you. Thank you so much to all the rest. And I appreciate you so much. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you. We appreciate it. And what else can I say? Amelia Pont is here. Amelia, tell us how you got your last name.
Oh, no. How are you going to make
that? I'm not going to do it. No. I'm not going to do it. No, that's you'll have to ask her about that. I'm sorry. I should not have done that.
Oh, it's fine. It's a funny story. It's a funny story. It's okay.
But anyway, I noticed the camera's on us, and mine seems to be closed. You know, I had somebody ask me this week, said, Ed, I saw you on that YouTube live thing, and... you know, they said the camera adds 10 pounds. I said, that's exactly right. I'm glad you mentioned it. Yeah. Said, exactly, Ed, how many cameras are on you right now?
God.
Burn.
Ooh, your friends are the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Your friends are terrible.
Well, you're up here. So
yeah,
I mean,
I know.
And
you
the
asked.
younger they are, the worse they get. I'm telling
you. That's not true.
No, it's not. It's really not. You're running for District 34?
Yes.
Is it 34?
Yes.
I noticed in the paper today, and a good friend of ours, Jeff Neal, who's friends of this broadcast, he called, and we take both of us take the local paper, Daily News Journal, and my wife and I take Daily News Journal and Tennessee. And we noticed all y'all's names that are in there as candidates. And I noticed it's a strange thing, Christian, that's starting to happen, and you and I have talked about. Seems the Republicans are getting some competition nowadays.
Yes.
Within their own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even within their own. They're fighting among themselves.
District 13, look at it. Robert Stevens and Jamie Everwater, city council woman.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They're not happy.
They can't get along with anybody. No. They can't get along with themselves.
No. And I could have swore that they would have primaried Rudd well before now.
Yeah. But who knows?
I don't know if they have ever really liked him. I think they've tolerated him. But...
well,
we'll see. Maybe we can. I think we've got.
Well, I know about being tolerated because the people around here, God bless them, they tolerate me. So, and our phone is ringing. We'll get you a caller. Hang on, Jackson will get in here in just a minute. Like I said, Amelia, this is your first time out.
Yes, my very first time. Right. I just got involved in the political realm at just last July. The first time I was ever in the people's house was this January. The first time I ever met my reps was this January.
Okay.
And I'm 33 years old.
Okay. All right. We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on with Amelia. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Reimer. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Hello. Is this Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Reimer? You
doing good. Doing good.
I was going to take a couple things. I don't know if your candidates are, but they got one bill that's really good. They're thinking about passing, you know, all these... school threats. They make threats to blow up the schools and things. You know, these students and things, they call up and they say, I'm going to blow up a school and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got a bill going through. They're thinking about passing it. If it passes, they would take the student's driver's license away for one year.
If they found out who it was.
Yeah, if they found out who it is. Yeah,
right.
Who it is. And then another thing, that they'd make it a felony, 1 year in jail.
Huh.
When you're in jail. Another thing, you ain't going to believe it. My TV, you ain't going to believe it. Your head will probably explode, I tell you this. They've got a bill now. They want to make it legal to carry an assault weapon in this state.
That's true.
They do.
Yep.
Now, I want to address Jeff. Thank you. I did not know that. Okay.
It was on the news week, like you said. Them all the candidates for the August election was listed today. Everyone that's going to front as far as the different offices. Like you said, the Republicans got a competition. The Democrats and their own too. All these people, Sparks and Redress, they're going to have to work this time. They can't just sit idly by and run unopposed.
I want to tell you something, Jeff, and I'll talk to you more in detail next week about this, but I've got a good friend, and he has his favorite baseball team, and he occasionally would go out of town to their games, major league team. This town okayed it for them to carry their citizens' assault weapons. I'll make a long story short. He and his wife don't go to that town, to that ball game, to that ball field anymore.
I bet not.
Well, no.
I'm sure why not.
And he's not a radical person at all. He said, I looked around and said there were people walking down the street with automatic weapons, fully automatic weapons. This is insane, you know.
You don't have to have a permit to carry in the state anyway.
As I understand, I can carry one right now.
You can go to the gun store and buy one right now if you want to, yeah.
Well, as I've said many times, I have plenty of firearms, but the way the gun thing has gotten, it's just about made me embarrassed to even say I'm a gun owner. I mean, it's just totally crazy.
Like I told you before, they got that bill with the gun safe. You can store your guns tax-free.
Yeah, you buy your safe tax-free.
Yeah,
okay.
Your gun
that's important tax-free. To me. You need to remember that.
Somebody comes to my house, I'm going to get the bonnet if I pull it. I'm going to get my gun. Hold on now. I'll be back right back with my gun and Barney 5 foot or whatever. Shoot out in the middle of the street. So long. Hang on 1 minute. Andy Taylor told me to put it in my pocket and unload when I go to the Swandry. So you just hold on and get that bullet and we'll go to shoot out of the street. So,
Jeff Neal.
Good luck to y'all and y'all who y'all run against. And Emily, I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. Jeff Neal has been, ever since I've been here, to my knowledge, a big supporter of this broadcast and a supporter of WGNS. And WGNS has a huge listenership, and you'll never know those people until you bump into them on the street. Mm. I'm telling you, this week alone, I will run into one or two people that will have listened to this show and you'd have never thought about it, you know. And,
but isn't guns like your wheelhouse? Isn't that the reason? Like, isn't that a big motivator for you?
It really is.
Really, is it?
It absolutely. Firearms are the number one killer of children.
Right.
Not only in Tennessee, but in the entire country.
Right.
And last year, we saw thousands of Tennesseans take to the state capitol in protest, and nothing was done. They even opened up a special session, and again, nothing was done. And now we have legislation like Jeff brought, where we can open carry assault rifles now. And I want a call to action to anyone who cares about laws like this and bills like this, that bill, House Bill 2082, will be debated in Civil Justice Committee this Tuesday, April 9th at 10:30 a.m. in Cordell Hull. And so if anyone listening cares about gun safety in Tennessee, I implore you, please go to the Capitol. Please show up at the People's House and sit in on these committees, because that is where the decisions are made, the committees. That is where your voice has the most power. And you call those committee members and you tell them how you're feeling. And that is a call to action.
Believe me, I know this from past experience years ago. My brothers and I, we ran Raymer Brothers Tinning and Glass, okay? They were getting ready to pass a bill that was going to basically put us out of business, okay? Because we tinted windows on cars. And I know that is a controversial thing. It's controversial today. And now I understand why, okay? And I won't get into all that right here. But Mr. John Bragg, our representative at that time, Democrat, I called his office. The man answered his own phone. I won't tell the story, but he did. Apparently some of the ladies that helped him were out to lunch or whatever. John, try to get that today. John answered his own phone. And he walked me through step by step by step what to do with these representatives in different districts and call people that were in our business, say in Cookeville, say in Nashville, in Lewisburg, Lawrenceburg, Memphis, wherever, and say, hey, get the phones ringing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're now already you're behind the gun because they've sprung it on you just bam like that. But get those phones ringing, and believe me, it worked.
It does, because
it works. I say, wait a minute, I'm not voting on anything because I've got a stack of telegrams and I've got a stack of phone messages to return, and we got people that are not for this thing, and mm-hmm. they will stop and think.
They will. And if we're not calling, see, the Republicans are organized. They are more organized.
Oh, they
Their
are.
People
yes,
are
they
engaged.
Are.
Their yeah. people are calling.
Yes.
And it's really up to Democrats and regular people, like moms, like me, mm-hmm. to start getting involved and showing up and making those phone calls. It took me, I was doing some advocacy work, and it took me maybe 20 minutes to call through a list of the representatives.
Right.
Sometimes you leave
yeah.
a message, and that's okay, because it is a tally. Every phone call is a tally. It's
yeah, and we're not talking about emails either, Amelia.
No.
Emails, this thing of sending emails.
It's fine, but they get jumbled up and lost
right.
in there.
Yeah.
But if,
I like sending the old-fashioned letter.
A handwritten letter.
Please
yes.
vote no on whatever the bill you had. Thank you, Ed Raymer. Put it on there, put a stamp on it, and put it in the mail.
Because showing up to the legislature is not as accessible as it should be either.
Oh, no, they'd rather close. That's what we're talking about, the closing of the meetings. Yeah.
yeah. Well,
they want to keep us out,
well,
all of us.
It costs $50 to park. Downtown, like you're going to downtown, it cost me mm-hmm. $50 to park downtown to visit the legislature for the day.
Sure.
You know, and then you have to buy lunch out if you don't bring your own lunch, like, and
right.
you have to take all mm-hmm. this time off of work, like all of this is happening during the workday.
Right.
So you mm-hmm. have to be in a place of privilege to be able to afford to go up
sure.
there often and take
exactly.
off work.
Right.
So
much easier to write a letter or make a phone call.
But
you can
absolutely do that.
And they
anywhere.
Are accessible. Their phone numbers are accessible.
Yes,
they are.
On the website is actually very
right.
user friendly.
Okay, honestly. Kathy Watts, Sharon Porterfield, thank you, Larry, thank you for listening. We appreciate you all. Thank you, Amelia Pont is here with us. Not Pant Pont, and I'm going to have some fun with that as it before it's all over. And Christian Gay is sitting here staring off into space, shaking his head no. But
you're treating me like I'm a baseball game, man.
Baseball game. Well, sorry, I didn't mean to. He's so sensitive tonight.
Yeah,
great
I am.
Day.
Yeah, I'm just I'm hungry. I hadn't eaten.
Well, I haven't yeah. either. No, we're gonna eat when I get yeah. home. We are. So if you hear anything growling, it's not me. It's my stomach. Mm-hmm. As we said, Amelia, being a mom is a full-time job.
It is.
You and your husband have one child. You have a five-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, 5 going on 30.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever held any? Did you hold any office in school or anything like that?
I ran for reporter.
I
really wanted to tell stories and connect with my community and neighbors in my community and just find people and tell their stories. So I went to Western
right.
Kentucky University and I got mm-hmm. a degree in journalism and religious studies.
Right.
And because I wanted to work for National Geographic and
right.
travel the
yeah.
world and tell stories and...
Well, congratulations on Kyle Rittenhouse coming to speak at your university, your
oh,
former
gosh.
Alma mater. Yeah, I got a telephone call for you, too. Hello, caller. You're on with Ed Raymer and Amelia Pont and Christian Gay. Go ahead, please.
Hey there, everyone. It's Kathy Watts.
Well, hello, Kathy. How are
Hi,
you?
Kathy.
Long time
Kathy
no
Watts.
See.
I'm good. I was in a meeting with Christian and Amelia this afternoon, and I had to listen in, and Amelia's never been on your show.
Right.
And I told her, I said, you'll be lucky if you get a word in edgewise, but hey, girl, you are killing it.
Good. Good. I feel good.
You are speaking up and speaking your truth, and I'm very proud of her. Amelia's a sweetheart, and I've been working with her not even a year yet, and I'm just so impressed with her. So tickled that she's running for office, and she's going to work really hard at this.
Very much so, and you know we have more Amelias out there. We've just got to find them, Kathy.
There are. Yes, we you do know. Have to find them.
Yeah. And how are you doing? How are we looking? And I noticed the names today.
Hear my good news.
Okay. What is it?
Well, yesterday I was elected to be a delegate to Chicago for the DNC.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Okay. Good deal. So are you allowed to take anyone with you? Can I possibly...
I could take someone with me, but they won't be able to go on the convention floor. But have you met with Ryan Foster before?
Have not. No.
Okay. Well, Ryan just happens to be Amelia's campaign manager, and Ryan is going to Chicago too.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Fantastic. Yeah. That's great. That.
Maybe next time you have Amelia on, they'll both come on.
Sure. You know, Kathy, one thing I noticed, and if you've been listening, I noticed in the paper today the names came out of who all is running and what have you. And I do notice that our people on the right finally have some competition for a change.
I love it.
Yes.
I do love it.
Because, you know, we went so long, and we didn't have any candidates, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, as we all know, there are more people vote Democrat than Republican. And if we get some of these people up off the couch and go vote,
that's important.
You know, we'll be in good shape. I've had many a person tell me.
Or volunteering for campaigns.
Volunteering for campaigns.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And, well, we've got a lot of great candidates again this year, and I know you'll be bringing them on the show one after another. And
yes, I will.
Send me messages and say, help me get hold of these people, and I will. You know?
I must say between Kathy and Christian, both of them have been, both of you, you've pulled my fat out of the fire many times because, no, I'm serious because, you know,
I've never touched you.
Well, you've never touched me, no.
No, not physically we haven't, but a few times I'm sure he's messaged you two saying, help me, I need somebody to talk to tonight.
Yes, he has.
And I don't lie about it because in this political climate, And I'm going to say this, and it doesn't affect, well, it does, but it doesn't. The Trump thing, we never know where we'll be from day to day with that, with all of his cases going on. And people want to talk about that. I understand. But, you know, I've come, and Kathy, I think you've seen a change in me. All politics is local.
Yes.
And this young lady right here, I admire any of these folks that have put their name on a ballot. And I never have and probably never will, but...
No, you're not going to.
Thank you, Kathy.
Like,
and,
yes.
Well...
You like talking to them too much.
Well, plus the Witness Protection Program probably wouldn't want me to do that.
But there's something just so compelling about women in politics that I think that a lot of people aren't really ready for. I mean, you still think about Geraldine Ferraro.
Yeah, I don't think they are either. They weren't ready for Geraldine. They weren't.
It's crazy. Yeah, and it's an honor to sit by a woman candidate. It always has been for me, and it's always been something to know them.
Here's the thing: Hillary got the job done.
Yeah,
Kathy, you know, Trump has lost every election he's ever run in.
That's
by the count, he's lost. You got beaten your first election by a girl, okay? Well, he did. I mean, he got beat by. He got.
When I get to Chicago, I'm going to see the Clintons and the Bidens and the Obamas and all of them. Yes, I'm excited.
I'm telling you, and like President Clinton told a good friend. Well, he was one of our sponsors. Jeff has passed on, but he was on. He stopped. Darwin Colson and Jeff Mullins were in Atlanta, and lo and behold, in walked President Clinton, former president at that point, and a Secret Service was with him. Well, my good friend Darwin, who is one of us.
I've heard this from Darwin before.
And he just shook his hand. He's just shaking his hand like crazy, man, like he's pumping gas or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I've heard this from Darwin.
And Jeff said, I didn't think he was ever going to stop shaking his hand. But President Clinton said, you know, you must, when you get to Chicago, get, if you look up Hillary, talk to Hillary and have her tell you about the date that I took her on. And they went to,
you sound just like him.
Well, I know. Wrigley Field. And it was the last year or two before they put the lights up at Wrigley Field in Chicago. But it was so matter of fact that Jeff was standing there shaking and said, yeah, I'll be sure and do that. I'll talk to Hillary. Now, she's in the middle of a campaign. It's not like we're all going to just pick up a phone call Hillary Clinton. But he said, but you must talk to Hillary and have her tell you about that date. Oh, it was one of the most memorable dates we'd ever been on in our life.
I'm helping you get off the subject, so I'm going to hang up. And
congratulations to you. Kathy, you're a friend of this broadcast. I thank you. I appreciate you and you and Christian both and the work you're doing. And bring on these candidates, please, because goodness knows we sure need them in the county and the state needs them, you know.
That's right. Okay. Good talking to you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Good
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
take care.
Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
She is a dandy. There's no doubt about it. I'm telling you. Just a fine person and is passionate about what she's doing. Mm-hmm. We're going to get Jackson in here. We'll go to our last series of breaks. You know, you're doing this. Are you into the raising money thing? And Christian, maybe I should talk to you about that more than anybody. I don't know. Or maybe your campaign. I don't know. Because I have no idea how you'd go about that. I really don't.
I should. I'm learning, but you have to have money to win elections. So I'll just make that very
clear.
Right,
you do.
You have to have money to win elections. Everything costs money. And so please give me your money, please. however, I will say that the number one thing that I want to do and the one thing that wins elections more than money is door knocking and connecting with your neighbors, and that's free. So I really want to start hitting the road, hitting the pavement, knocking on doors,
right,
talking to my constituents.
Right.
I'm itching to do that. There's just so much behind the scenes work. There's a lot of startup costs.
You have to buy
data. You have to buy software programs. Like, I started out with a little bit of seed money, but my campaign kickoff party is on Sunday, and I'm really hoping that people come and. Anything that you can part with, you know, please consider donating either to my campaign or whoever your candidate is
in your jurisdiction.
You cannot win elections without money, and my opponent is raising a lot of money.
Well, and it's we're past the days, you know, of just putting a couple of yard signs up and going on Facebook. Okay,
yes.
that never was a way to run anyway. But, you know, President Kennedy said it best. Said, if you ever shake a man's hand, you're probably going to have his vote.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you ever shake anybody's hand, you're probably going to have their vote, you know, because it's not happening today. A lot of these candidates don't ever, we were talking before we come in, they don't get out of their office.
I mean,
and don't give it to me because, well, it's because we're so busy, you know. Don't give me that stuff, you know. You've never had the campaign. You know.
I have a copy of this book right here, and it's called Dirt Road Revival, and it's about a 25-year-old state rep candidate who ran in the most rural county in the most rural state of Maine, and she won her election by door knocking and by talking and building connections and sharing values, finding those shared values with her constituents. And I was very inspired by this book here and her story. And so that is what I'm modeling my campaign after.
And you can do it with a lot of other young ladies out there as well.
Please join me.
Amelia Ponce here with us. Christian Gay, I'm Ed Raymer. Jackson's on the board. We're going to take our last series of breaks. We'll be back with you right after this. Thanks, Kathy, for your call. Appreciate it. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. I want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low-maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Right, and we are back, and Amelia Pint is with us. Christian Gay, Jack is on the board. We have a caller on the line. Caller, please go ahead.
Yes, Ed, this is Hooper Pinuel out in God's country in Las Casas.
The honorary mayor of Las Casas. How are you?
Right, honorary only.
Hey, what do you think about this young lady right here?
Well, have you heard? Like, she's got a lot going for her, and I'm glad that she's running. I wish her all the best of luck in the world. But it takes somebody like her to put her name on the ballot, like you said. And
right.
You know, you can't win unless you put your name on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she'll have a lot of support for the Democrats and others as well here in our county.
Right.
I just wanted to call and talk to you a little bit about why I'm going to vote for Joe Biden.
Tell me why.
Well, there's a lot of different reasons, but I've got a few here that I want to go over with you, and I hope your listeners are there.
Right.
And I hope they can add to the list as well, like I will. There's about 211 days left until the November 5th election.
Yes, sir.
The presidential election. And I'm glad Kathy's getting was elected to go up to the nomination.
Procedure. Yes, she's going to be in Chicago.
She's going to be there, and she will well represent us here in Rutherford County.
Oh, yes.
You know, she used to be the chairman of the Democratic Party here for a while.
Right.
Doing an outstanding job. Like you said, she's very passionate about her job.
That she is.
Anyway, some of the issues that are involved in the presidential election, and I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to talk about Joe Biden.
Right. Okay.
Biden. And some of the issues there would be abortion, immigration, health care, education, economy, foreign policy, border security, LGBT rights, and most of all, keeping democracy strong here in the United States.
That's exactly right.
It's got to be there. He's experienced. He's been a senator. He's been vice president. He's knowledgeable. He knows how to work with both sides of the aisle. And he'll work to reinstate the Roe v. Wade issue.
Right. And Hooper, I don't have to tell you, Christian and I were talking before we went on the air. The jobs report alone, it kills every time it comes out. They're adding more jobs than what even the administration's predicting.
Oh, he is. He's adding more jobs, and, you know, he can't keep up with them. So, the opposition or the other side is just seems to take it away, all the rights and the privileges of of the women.
Right.
And of the women of the Democrats as well. So
sure.
A woman should have the right to make her own decisions.
Well, my wife always did at my house. I don't know about yours, but
I still hear you. Yes, sir, and I'll do that.
Well, you know,
I can talk to Ed like that, but I wouldn't talk like that.
You just talk to everybody like that. What are you talking about?
He's going to promote and continue to stress the Democratic values. He's honest, and he will keep Obamacare.
Sure,
that's important too for a lot of folks that need the health care. And he's going to try to reform immigration. And I know that's a hard word. It's a hard task right now. And it's an issue that's important because our nation's made up of immigrants. You know, we're all immigrants. So, and one other thing he's going to try to do and will do is restore global standing. It was messed up.
Oh, yeah. We had 4 years of that. Yeah, wanting to pull out of NATO or pull out of, that and the European Union. You know, this was ridiculous. I mean, those countries depend on us, Hooper.
Sure.
And you know that. You've traveled these countries abroad. You've worked their elections. You've seen it.
I've been there and I've done that. I've been in the elections over in Russia, and I will not go back.
Right.
But it's just not. I don't think Americans are really appreciated there in Russia right now. So What other item is he's going to make health care affordable. He's going to provide relief for many of the families that are having trouble. He's still working on COVID-19. He's doing a lot.
Sure.
He's just doing a lot, and a lot of folks don't know that, and we need to push that. And you know, all we're hearing about is what Trump has done and is doing.
Well, that's helping to destroy democracy. You know, every time he opens his mouth.
And it's time to start pushing the positive side of President Biden and Wilma Harris as well. So it's going to be a hard task. But I think there's Americans here. We have the smartness and the intelligence to know what will happen if we can't elect Joe Biden.
Well, and Amelia and I were talking, and Christian, we've got more Democrats vote than Republicans do, Hooper.
Exactly.
It's a fact. Not just nationwide. I'm talking. They are right here. They are here in Middle Tennessee. They are here in Rutherford County. But
sure.
So many have just felt overwhelmed, and they're just sitting on the sidelines. This young lady here is not overwhelmed.
And they haven't been able to see Democrats on the ballot. They say, heck, I can't vote. There's nobody on the ballot to vote.
Well, that's what I was doing.
She has stepped up and stepping out there and making her ideas known, and wish her all the luck in the world.
Hooper.
Thank you
so much. And if you get a chance, Mel, you need to meet Hooper because
I will.
Oh yes, yeah. You'll meet him down the road somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it.
Hooper,
right.
I'll talk
y'all
to you.
I will. The show.
Thank you, and I will talk to you later in the week. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye. Hooper Peniel, Howard Hooper Peniel, one of our supporters of this broadcast and has been since the beginning, and a good fella. And you'll get to meet all of. All of us regulars that are around before it's over, and we really look forward to you. You know, we've got about 5-6 minutes left here. Where are you heading from here now? How do people get hold of you? Let's do this. And you know, where are you going to be? You say you're kicking off next Sunday. Where is this at? How can people get there? Where are you at?
Yes. Yeah, so go to my Facebook page, Amelia Pont for State House 34, and you're going to see my campaign kickoff party link to the Mobilize. So it's going to be from 5 to 7 at my home, actually. So as I said, guys, I don't have any money yet, and it takes money to you know, to rent venues. So I'm holding it at my home.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Not only because I don't have the money to rent a big venue to entertain all of you, but also to give you a chance to see me, to learn more about my family. And I have some pretty creative ways that I'm going to be communicating my platform to you all, like cool ways to decorate my house. And so come check it out, learn about my platform, learn me and my family, come see where I live.
Which is where?
I live kind of across from Barfield Park.
In the South
Ridge subdivision area. I live at the end of a cul-de-sac. I love so much where I live.
And really?
Like,
okay.
Sometimes I'm emotional sometimes.
Right.
The people who know me would be like, sometimes. But
it's all right.
I truly love my neighborhood and my neighbors. And
there's some awfully good people in that area.
Yes. And
awfully good
people. Greenway runs right down.
Yes.
They added a trailhead up there. And then Barfield Park, all the hiking trails. Like you can find, okay, this is, if you want to talk to me, you show up to Barfield Park and you look for me and my dog because I'm walking him. I'm at Barfield Park. I'm walking my dog. I'm on the Greenway.
Right.
Leo, he's like 80 pounds, an 80 pound mutt. And
and you think you're going to pick up folks walking an 80 pound attack dog?
Oh, no.
People love dogs.
I already have, Ed. You know, to get my signatures.
Sure.
To get my signatures, I walked around the community and just engaged people that I met. I was buying some beer at like the liquor store with my husband, and I was wearing my liberal best, like my t-shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
And the guy checking me out was like, "Hey, I like your shirt." And I was like, "Cool, where do you live? Will you sign my, you know, my name's Amelia." I was walking the track at Barfield Park, and I stopped a woman named Rachel. And at first she was kind of uncomfortable and didn't want to talk to me, but I said, "I'm a Democrat trying to get on the ballot." And she stopped in her tracks and turned around and said, "Oh, a safe space."
Right.
You know,
a lot of people are conscious. They're conscious about it.
Yes.
And they're not like, a lot of people are not like me and Christian, where we just go out here and say, "Hey, you know, we're on the left side of the aisle and we don't care."
Yeah.
You know, or, well, this is how I am, and I think you're pretty well that way.
They're,
you know,
whisper
we don't
Democrats.
No, we're not whispering about anything.
Democrats.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to be sure. And if Angela Bingham is listening, Angela, this lady would make a great person for you to have on your broadcast, and I want you to do that. And I know you'll be back with us.
I mean, I love Angela Bingham. I would love to talk
to her. She is wonderful.
One last thing you noticed.
Christian,
she didn't bring us any cold beer.
Oh, I didn't bring y'all beer.
No, that's probably best.
And secondly, you said that you didn't have any, you don't have a lot of funds right now, but you have one of the most important things, and that's the audacity to run. When you know that the moment
that's
we
exactly
have now
is
pressing, it's important, and we need to have people like you.
Yes.
And I believe in my life, and I don't mind telling you, I'm 66 years old. I'm telling you, I think this may be one of the most important elections that's ever taken place in my lifetime.
Well, I believe I could win with no money, honestly. Like, that's where we're at. I really believe that.
Amelia Pond. Okay. She's kicking off next Sunday. Get on Facebook. Check her out. Pont, P-A-N-T, Amelia. Christian Gay. Christian, thank you so much for hooking me up with this wonderful young woman. Jackson, thank you. Until next Sunday. I'm Ed Raymer for the Evan Lee Raymer Show. Until then, at 8 o'clock next Sunday, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.